frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work. Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Let's welcome our Senior Pastor, Dr. Gerard Curry.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I appreciate that. My wife appreciates it. We appreciate all of you. We pray for you. And we speak blessings over you on a daily basis. We believe the best of you. And I know that each and every one of you is a world changer. And we just want that spirit that's inside of you to come out of you and change the world. Amen. And we're going to learn some stuff today. So thank you very much. We appreciate you all. Well, let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, we've been looking at tongues and being spirit-filled and what it means and who gets it and who doesn't get it and is it scriptural, is it not? And you know, we're trying to break this down as to what God was talking about when He said that believers will pray in other tongues. And we started looking at many scriptures, and you can always catch up with us by going online and watching the full service. But you know, we want to find out, what is this about praying in other tongues or a heavenly language? Does it have to be a known language out in the world that I'm praying that I don't understand? What is it? So we continued looking at this, and we saw that, you know, when I pray in the Spirit, my mind is unfruitful, but my spirit is fruitful. And let's pick it up from the life service and just see exactly what God's talking about so that we can be more educated, we can get wisdom and knowledge, and then we'll be able to walk in the fullness of the promises of God. So let's join the life service right now.
The Bible says, when I pray in tongues, when I pray in the Spirit, my mind is unfruitful. My mind is unfruitful. But my spirit is fruitful. Yes. That's what it says, right? 1 Corinthians 14:14. Now watch here. If my mind was unfruitful, and I'm praying in Afrikaans, and I understand Afrikaans, it would be fruitful.
Yes.
Are you with me? There's no reason that God would get us to pray in a language that's known in the world. This is the heavenly language. You've got to get this in your spirit. Amen? So then I thought of the Lord's words when He said, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. He's talking of the day of Pentecost. And since God gave these Gentiles the same gift He gave to us when we believed, we believed. We believe. When we believed in Jesus, the Lord and Savior, when we were saved, they were saved. They get the same gift like we got when we believed, the Holy Spirit came on them, and now it's happening. Come on. Salvation is a doorway to the supernatural. Come on. Oh, no. Come on. Come on. Salvation is a doorway to the supernatural. It's the beginning. It's not everything. Salvation is the beginning. How many of you know you're a work in progress? Amen. There is more and more. Let me tell you something. Those guys that were walking around after Pentecost, shadows were healing sick people. Lame, crazy people with no bones were standing to their feet. They did the miraculous. They did miracle signs and wonders. Why? Because the power of God came on them. He said, you're going to be witness for me, but wait, you saved men of mine, saved women of mine, but wait until you're endued with power from on high. with power from on high. They walked in the power of the Holy Ghost. The book of Acts calls it the Acts of the Apostles. It's not the Acts of the Apostles. It should be named the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Because like Jesus could not have done a thing without the Holy Spirit, they couldn't have done a thing without the Holy Spirit. You and I could not do a thing without the Holy Spirit. Come on now. How many of you have prayed for someone and they got healed? Whoa, you're strong. You're wonderful. You're powerful. No, you're not. It's the Holy Spirit in you. Come on. All right. So he says, and since God gave these Gentiles the same gift, which was the Holy Spirit, the same gift he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to stand in God's way? You know how many churches stand in God's way? Say it's of the devil. You know, but I remember Jesus said something when he was casting out spirits, demonic spirits. Remember? He says the finger of God was casting them out. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all those guys who wouldn't see and couldn't see, when they came to Jesus and they said to him, you're casting those demons out by the prince of Beelzebub, the devil himself. And Jesus said, now, wait a minute, boys. Let me just say this to you. You can come against me. You can blaspheme me. I'll forgive you and I'll let you go. But when you come against the Holy Spirit and you ascribe his work to the devil, he called that the unpardonable sin. Come on. Now, when I grew up, I thought I had unpardonable sins left, right, and center in the religion I was in. Really, I thought I had mortal sins all around me. I thought I was done. I was cooked. Stick a fork in and watch. I'm cooked. Then I found out differently that Jesus loves me and Jesus cares for me. But I cursed and I said his name in vain and I did this and that against the Holy Spirit. You've got to knowingly have had association with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. You know the Holy Spirit. And you turn around and start telling people it's the devil. Watch out. He said, don't do it. So when people say tongues is of the devil. Now hold on a second. Romans 8 says, when I pray in an unknown tongue, the Spirit is praying for me. Because I don't know what I should pray for as I ought. But the Spirit who makes intercession for the saints according to the perfect will of God. And I say it's of the devil? Woo! You better watch out. Amen. God is all loving and all merciful, so he gives everybody chance after chance after chance. But just stay away from talking that way and coming against the Holy Spirit and ascribing the devil's work to the Holy Spirit. That's not healthy for you. Amen. And I mean, you're going to get truth in this church, so maybe some of you don't like that, but it's the truth. Because it's the truth that's going to make you free. But if I just want to please you so you'll come back next week, and I tell you a lie, you don't want me up here. You don't want me as your pastor. Trust me. Believe me, you got to know the truth. You got to learn about sex outside of marriage from the Bible, not from Dr. Ruth. I'm serious. Amen. What does the Bible say? The Bible says the bed of marriage is undefiled. But anything outside of that, there's a problem. You want the truth or you don't. You need to know. So you can listen, he says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I want the light to be shining bright so I can see where I'm going. Last night, my wife wakes me up. I wake up with my wife. I don't even remember what happened. And she said, can I get up and do something? And I walked and I got this bed. It's a California king. And the mattress is big, but the bed goes out further than the mattress. And boy, I kicked that thing, my toe. And I'm falling all over the bed. Oh, I'm about to die, you know. And I'm saying, there must be blood. I'm sure there's blood. There's blood all over the show. And she's saying, honey, okay, you always do that. I said, I know, you think I'd learn. And I was so sore. And I'm lying on the bed. Put the light on. I want to see the blood. So I check it in the light. And the skin's like scratched off. I've got big pieces of skin hanging, but no blood. And it was sore. But you know what? Had the light been on, that wouldn't have happened. The word of God is a light. It's a lamp. You need the Word of God to keep you on the right path. I'm telling you, without the truth of God's Word. Amen. Okay, forget about my tone now. Keep going. I didn't know he was here. Oh, Lord. Praise God. We're a happy church, aren't we? Do you love the people around you? Do you love your neighbor? Turn to the people and just say, hey, you're okay. I love you. Come on, turn to someone and say, I love you. And so, listen, receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit is a real life-changing experience. It is real and it's life-changing. You understand? Remember, let me just tell you one other time. Think of this. When Jesus got baptized, remember Jesus got baptized in the Jordan River? Matthew 3, 16 and 17. You can remember that quite easily because John 3, 16 and 17, you all know that, how God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, right? Well, Matthew 3, 16 and 17 talks about the baptism of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says when he came up out of the water, up out of the water, not sprinkled on the forehead, when he came as a grown person up out of the water, okay, from the waters of baptism, hello, representing salvation. You get saved first and then you get baptized. Hello. Come on, according to the scriptures. Jesus came up out of the waters of baptism and John said, I saw the Holy Spirit as it were as a dove descend upon him and I heard a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Now remember this. Remember this. Listen to me. Don't face the devil on your own. Don't ever face the devil on your own. Now listen. Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness, but his father first got the Holy Spirit on him and affirmed him as his beloved son. Some of us send our kids out into the world with no affirmation, no dedication, and no pleading the blood and asking the Holy Spirit to abide and fill them. He first did that. And Jesus in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights was tempted. And then at the end of the temptation, the devil left for another season. So, I just want to say, the Holy Spirit, when he comes upon our lives, he is going to change. It's life-changing. Everything. And I'm talking when you're endued with power from on high. Not the day of salvation. The day of salvation, you're set for all of eternity. The day of power is when the Holy Spirit is received. And I'm going to show you, he's received. He's not commanded, not demanded. You have to receive him. He's a gift. It's the gift of the Holy Spirit. You have to receive salvation. It's a gift of salvation. I can turn salvation away. You can give me a present at Christmas time and you can wrap it with all the frills and all the stuff and put the ribbon on the thing. You can give me the best looking gift in all the world and I put it aside. And I don't open it. And what, you know what's inside there? It's a brand new iWatch that I've been waiting for and I need. Or a brand new iPad. How good is that watch or that iPad in the box for my life? I need it desperately. And it sits in there. I don't open it. I don't receive it. It's no good. Well, how good is the Holy Spirit when you don't receive him? And the Bible even says, stir up the gift on the inside of you. Amen. Amen. So Christianity is not merely a variety of glorious ideas. Is not merely the performance of rituals and ceremonies. We get into so many rituals and so much traditional religious thinking and we nullify the power of God with our thinking, with our words. We can make the Word of God, the all-powerful Word of God, null and void in our own life. Can you say amen? So it's the life-changing experience of the Holy Spirit through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and He's accepted and received into our life. And into our heart.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry, prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate